Our scripture reading today is Matthew chapter 7, 24 through 27, the wise and foolish builders. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Father's Day to all of our dads out there. My name is Julie Sanders. I have been a local licensed pastor in the United Methodist Church for the last 10 years. So over this last year, my husband and I, we have taken a leave of absence, and we have found our way here to the Lebanon United Methodist Church, where we have found much love, much grace, and much rest. This is one of the last Sundays we'll be here, because we are both going back into ministry. I will be at Grace in Higginsville, and my husband will be in Lexington. And so we've been blessed to be here. It's been a wonderful opportunity. So for Father's Day, I thought it would be fun to use some tools to help us communicate the importance of deepening our spiritual development. So when Jesus really wanted us to understand something, he told a story. A man who had two sons. A farmer, he went out to sow some seeds. A merchant sold everything he had to purchase a pearl of great value. So it shouldn't come to any surprise to us that Jesus would tell us a story about building houses. A wise man built his house on a rock, but the foolish man, he built his on the sand. The rains came down, the floods came up, and the house on the rock, it stood firm. But the man who built his house on the sand, it fell. I imagine we can all agree that we are building a life. And regardless of the life we build, each of us are going to experience some kind of storm throughout our lives. Storms are guaranteed in a sense. That's why we build our lives, and the way we build our lives makes such a difference. God has given us access to everything we need to be the best versions of ourselves as possible. He is giving us every tool we need to grow in our relationship with Him and with one another. Piece by piece, plank by plank, brick by brick, we are building our lives. We are literally shaping our hearts and our minds around the habits that we form. We rely on these habits. They become our resources that we have acquired throughout our lives. And all the things that we've put inside our hearts and our minds, these are the things that shape us and mold us. And it's the reason we respond to the things in the way in which we do. Every thought is a plank. Every habit is a piece of wood. Every exchange is like another beam. Every dream is like a window. Day by day, we add new boards until our house, it takes shape. And the rooms begin to find their place. You and I, we are building our spiritual houses. And to build our houses right, we need to build them to last. And so we need tools. Tools are important when it comes to building a house. Actually, tools are important to anything you want to accomplish. If you want to weld something, you're going to need a welding hood. You're going to need gloves, a welder, some welding wire. If you plan on making a dress, you're going to need needles. Thread, scissors, straight pins, a sewing machine, fabric, of course. If you want to get the job done, it is so much easier if you have the right tool. Well, the same is true when it comes to our spiritual growth. Some tools make it easier for us to grow closer to God and one another. So today, on this Father's Day, I want to share a few tools that will help make the Christian life a lot easier. The first tool is some blueprints. Get some blueprints up here. I was going to bring a toolbox, but I thought, this is a big sanctuary. It'd be hard for the people in the back to see my tools. So here they're on the screen. So blueprint, that's the first thing. You can't build anything unless you've got some blueprints. If you want to build a house, you draw up blueprints. If you want to build up your faith, you start with Scripture. Right? Scripture, it's the blueprint of the Christian faith. Now, Scriptures, it doesn't give us all the answers, but it does tell us who we are, and more importantly, whose we are. It paints this beautiful story, the story of how we got here and where it is we're going, and it helps us to understand what it is that God has planned for us. See, the Bible, it lays out God's plan for us. Jeremiah 29 tells us, "For I know the plans that I have for you, not plans to harm you, but plans to give you a future and a hope." Life isn't always easy. And sometimes things happen that we don't understand. And Scripture doesn't necessarily tell us why those things happen, but it promises us that God is with us and that He has a plan. So that's the first thing that we need. We need Scripture in our lives. And now you can do that lots of ways. You can go old-fashioned, right, and just open up the Bible. Turn any page you'd like. You can get a Bible app. There's some wonderful learning plans and reading plans that will walk you through the Bible in a year. It's called Read the Bible in a Year Plan. You can Google it. It's right at your fingertips. But finding a way to get into Scripture is so important. The second tool is a level. You can't build anything without a good level. I love to refurbish things. I love to recreate things, and I like to take old, worn-out furniture and make it new. Well, sometimes recreating a piece is just about putting some fresh paint on the object. But other times, things need to be tightened up and leveled out. When rebuilding furniture, it's critical that everything is straight and that it's level. Nothing is worse than putting in all that effort and finding out that you have a crooked picture frame or your chair is unlevel and you just can't sit in it without it shaking back and forth. Well, levels are crucial to build anything, just as prayer is crucial to building up us in the faith. God created prayer to level us out. I mean, prayer, it has a direct effect in our lives. When we fail to pray, I mean, things kind of seem to just go off track. And some of the most difficult times in my life, I've been okay because of prayer. And it's not that God necessarily changes my circumstances, right? He's not like a genie bottle that we get to rub and poof, comes out our wish. But God changed the way I looked at those circumstances. My prayer didn't change my circumstances, but it changed me. It changed my outlook, my approach, my reaction to the situation. It changed me. Each of us, we're far from perfect. There are places in our lives that we're going to struggle. Places where we're gonna fall. Places where we might get off track or get a little lopsided from time to time. And prayer allows us to invite God into these areas and into these places. And when we invite God into these places in our lives, He goes to work in us, reconstructing our lives from the inside out. There's a story about a boy who prayed. He said, "Jesus, make me good. Oh, please, Jesus, make me good. And if you don't get through the first time, you just keep asking until I listen." That should be how our prayer goes, right? Help me, Lord. Help me do better. Help me be better. Show me what I don't see in myself so that I might grow to be more like you. So that's the second tool, prayer. The third tool in our box is a speed square. I love these little handy things. When it comes to refurbishing furniture, they can make all the difference. Speed squares, they can be used for a few things. They can be used to make basic measurements, to mark lines, but I find them perfect for making 45 to 90 degree cuts. You know, it's frustrating to put a lot of time and effort into making a picture frame just to find out that, you know, it doesn't line up when you're finished. Church, this place, this space, this time, right here, what we're doing, does that same thing. It helps to make sure that the edges in our life, that they line up. It helps us to measure what is important and to mark out our time with God. I don't know about you, but things, they can get off in my life when I miss church. And I personally find myself worrying a lot more. Like if I've missed a Sunday that week, I'm worrying a lot. I'm a lot more anxious, a little more frustrated. What about you? You ever notice that? This moment on Sunday morning, it shapes our week. How does it make your week different? In what ways do you find the benefit of using the tool of church in your life to straighten it out? Because this is the place that we connect with God. It's the place that we connect with one another. Every time we gather together in this space, when we meet on Sunday mornings, it makes us stronger and smarter. And it loads our box with another tool to strengthen our faith as we sing songs and we praise God together, centering our minds on the importance of God in our midst. This place, in the presence of God among our Christian brothers and sisters, it encourages our faith, it supports our faith, and most importantly, it tells us that we are not alone. We've got someone who goes into a world with us, and we've got a community who stands beside us in that world. If something's getting you down, if you need help figuring something out, this is the place, and these are the people. So we've got a fourth tool, and that's a wrench. Having a good wrench, it helps us when we need to tighten things up, tighten up the nuts and bolts in our life. Fellowship. Fellowship does the same thing for us. It tightens up our relationship with one another. The truth is, or maybe this is just a truth for me, but I'm a little nuts sometimes. And that's where fellowship comes in. It helps us to be secure in the fact that we have a community of believers. Our relationship, it shapes us, keeps us tight in life. The purpose of fellowship with one another is to encourage each other, or to pray for one another, to support each other, to hold each other accountable. What was it that Marcia said in Darren Prayers? Maybe you don't want us praying for you, but you need us to pray for you. That's what fellowship and community brings you. It brings you people that you can lean on, people you can trust, people that will offer you a helping hand. God has not called us into a singular relationship with Him. He has called us into a community of believers. That's why church activities and events and Bible studies and all of those things are so important to the faith. Now, I'd like to take a moment, though, and I'd like to add a warning here. You know how all tools come with that warning label, right? Well, church activities come with a warning label as well. So here's your warning. Are you ready? Don't find yourself sacrificing your faith to be at everything. Now, maybe that sounds strange, but it's okay to say no. Actually, saying no sometimes is a wonderful way of saying yes to something else, like saying yes to yourself or to your family or to your friends. Honestly, have you ever heard it said that you can't care for anyone else until you care for yourself first? And that's true. Although Being at fellowship is important. It is not important to be at every single one. Don't feel guilty if you can't be at them all. You don't have to meet every need. Do what you can and know that that is enough. Remember Jesus after he fed the 5,000 people. What did he do? He took a break. He rested from all of those people. Okay, so finally, are you ready for the last tool? We got a pencil. Pencils are very important because they mark every board, every plank, every piece of wood. And each one of those marks helps the builder know what they need to make or do next. A lot like the marks on each board, our service leaves marks on the lives and the communities in which we live. Lebanon UMC, it is a place that impacts other people. In the past year, my husband and I have been blessed to witness the impact that this church has on this community. It's wonderful to see your hands in so many things. Nothing is more beautiful than a church that loves both God and neighbor. Church, you are impacting this community and the lives in this community more than you know. We are writing on the lives of those around us. Everything we say and we do, it leaves a mark in the life of another person. And so that's the last tool I want to leave with you today, is the importance of your witness and how you impact the community around you. And you might think that it's only impacting those, but it's also impacting you. Because everything you write in the life of another person is also something that's written in your own heart, in your own life as well. So as you leave here today, this Father's Day, think of these tools and the way that they might help you to grow in your faith so that you might be closer to God and one another. As I personally continue to walk with God, I continue to discover that these are not the only tools that I can use. But using these tools and finding ways to develop my faith is paramount. Jesus said in our scripture, if you put these into practice, practice your faith, and you will grow. Amen? Amen.